Yes, hello, and welcome to another episode of NRL Live Supercoach. This is episode 52, and the gang is all back with me again this week. Tigers, MS, and St. Peter. We're going to talk about Origin, wrap up Game 2, and obviously look forward to Game 3, and also talk about all the week's games coming up, Supercoach implications and whatnot, and a very special world of sport from Tigers MS. Tigers MS, how are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Very good. And Pete, how are you?
Yeah, great, thanks.
And it's good to have you both back this week. And guys, let's get straight into it with the games from last week. South Sydney 32, Canberra 2 on the Friday night game. Very convincing victory for South. West Tigers 22 defeated Melbourne 4. Bit of an upset there at Leichhardt Oval on the Saturday. Well, the other Saturday night game, Penrith 25 overcoming St. George Illawarra 10. Newcastle 46 smashed Gold Coast 16 there on Sunday. While the Warriors 18 defeated Brisbane 16. North Queensland 24-4 winners over Cronulla in the Sunday night game, while Monday night footy, the Sydney Roosters held on against Manly 18-12. And guys, pretty good week of footy, and Tigers MS, got to hand it to you. You got all seven tips correct.
Yeah, it's a total fluke, but I'll take that one. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it, and I think it was the main thing that came out of the weekend that I really enjoyed was actually seeing mud on people's jerseys. Honestly, it's been a long time since I've seen that, where it's caked on, you can hardly see the sponsor's name and you don't care because they're just playing footy in the mud.
Yeah, always enjoyed playing in the wet, to be honest, and get dirty and give it a red-hot go. And fortunately, Pete, you're at the game there, the Panthers versus the Dragons, but St. George coming up a bit short.
Yeah, well, it wasn't quite as wet out at Penrith as it was certainly at Leichhardt for the Melbourne Tigers game. But yeah, once again, St. George just proving their ineptness in attack, basically. The old cliche about the score didn't quite reflect the game with two very late tries to Penrith. But Dragons, once again, their own worst enemy. Another one, let's slip.
Yeah, let's look at last week's games now from a Supercoach perspective. Well, James McManus, 4-try haul, nets him 147 points, one of the biggest points scores we've seen all season. Next best, Kane Lynette, who had a pretty good game himself, 109, so you can see the big gap there. And as predicted last week, well, we did say McManus would be an overachiever, probably didn't quite predict that much, but other guys that we said would do well, Isaac Luke, Corey Parker, Elijah Taylor, all getting in the top 12 there, while Morris Blair and David Nofaluma also put up good numbers. Now, a guy we said was potentially, well, we should sell is Terry Campese, and he's definitely falling away. So both the buys and the sells there, take our advice there. Sleeper of the round, well, Jack DeBellin got 10th overall. There's a name that probably didn't expect, and even equal third position with Darius Boyd were two fairly sleepers there, Jake Friend and Tyron Roberts. While what we learn, well, we learn what we already know, really. The Knights and Newcastle Tigers at Leichhardt grow an extra leg, so you can look at the players there when they play at home. The Rabbitohs are the real deal, while the Raiders are still pretending until they can learn to win away from home. A lot of Raiders players, like Reece Robinson, for example, very up and down, very inconsistent from a Supercoach perspective. They are real rocks and diamonds for you. So you'll be tearing your hair out with them and your team each week. Sean Johnson, Felitti Mateo, and other Warriors players are all good pickups while they're on a roll. I guess during Origin, Pete, you could suggest is why maybe New Zealand are stepping it up at the moment.
Could well be, yeah. It is certainly an advantage for the Warriors not having the players, obviously, playing in the pretty tough interstate clashes, so yeah, they're on the up and up, the Warriors, and taking full advantage of it.
Yes, and speaking of Origin, that will take us right into this week in league, and it is our Origin wrap-up. Of course, Queensland 26, far too good for New South Wales 6, and Tigers MS, how did you see the game go?
Yeah, look, to be honest, New South Wales looks slow. Mm. It just looks so slow in the play the ball, and that was really killing them. Like, it seemed like there was, like, Queensland were either 100, like, we're all Usain Bolts taking off the line, sprinting up. And then, you know, by the time the guy taking the hit up had the ball, he got 5 metres before he was just mobbed and pushed back, and they just went nowhere all night. Kicking was atrocious. Maloney was pinpointed for to run their second rowers at, and they did it with aplomb, and it worked a treat. And to be honest, I would have reservations about putting him in there for the third game, unless you're going to defend him on the wing or something like that, because he did not handle it at all. Queensland were just dominant, and New South Wales will have to go back to the drawing board and come up with something different.
It seemed like with Maloney that when he had to do that extra work in defence, he came up short in attack, and that Maloney-Pierce combo that worked so well in Game 1 went completely missing in Game 2. Robbie Farah took a lot of first receiver because they just neither of the guys were able to stand up and take control of the match like Maloney did in Game 1. Pete, how did you see it?
Pretty much the same as you guys. Mitchell Pearce, where was he on Wednesday night? There was just nothing. As you said, Robbie Farah took over the kicking game. This has been New South Wales' biggest failing in the last number of years. You look, they're playing opposite, and Jonathan Thurston has been one of those consistent players of Queensland pretty much the whole way through their great era. And we've had a range of different halfbacks, and Mitchell Pearce is not the answer. I think the New South Wales selectors should buy the bullet and go with Adam Reynolds for Game 3. Not wait till next year, but Game 3.
Yeah, I'd love to see it too. We'll talk about the changes in a little bit. But guys, got to give credit to Queensland. I was worried about their changes. I wondered that perhaps that going with a slightly quicker, more mobile pack but less sizeable could actually work against him, but Coach Mal Meninga deserves praise again. He's very underrated, but he's got a terrific record. He went past Wayne Bennett for Origin wins, and you really can't discount the guy, Pete.
Absolutely, no. It was a tremendous effort from Queensland. They were, as Tigers MS said a moment ago, they were just very, very quick. And just seemed much more eager. New South Wales just looked like they they turned up to and thought that they could win without putting in too much effort. It was like the reverse of the first game. In fact, Queensland got away to a great start, and they just ground New South Wales away all night. It was a great win.
Tigers MS, both teams have trouble winning in the opponent's home turf. Even though Queensland were so dominant in Game 2, can New South Wales turn it around coming back home for Game 3?
Oh, look, I think they can, but there are going to have to be some changes in the game plan. Game plan worked for Game 1 when Queensland were a little bit off their game and New South Wales had that quick start. They had the same game plan for Origin 2 and, yeah, Queensland were aware of it, awake of it, and had their own little ambush waiting. So there's going to have to be some thought put into this one by Laurie Daly and the coaching staff. There's no doubt that the New South Wales team has the talent to do it and the players to do it. This one I think will come down to a bit of will and a bit of coaching nous.
Yep, well, you've talked about the game plan, potential changes, and Pete's mentioned even personnel changes. Let's look a bit deeper into that now. I think one of the things what they might look to, I know Glenn Stewart's name has been bandied around as a reserve, more of a utility type player. I think John Sutton's been in and around the camp for games 1 and 2. He's certainly going to be right up there again. Pete mentioned Adam Reynolds. Look, it would be a gutsy decision to drop Mitchell Pearce for game 3, but Adam Reynolds, I think he's ready for this stage. Never have I seen a halfback as ready since Alan Langer, to be honest, and I think that he could have a similar galvanising effect on the New South Wales team than Langer had in 1988 for Queensland. Look, I just think that Pete's right, that they've got to pick Reynolds, and they may as well go potentially even with the Reynolds-Sutton combo. James Maloney could still remain in the 17 with Josh Reynolds making way there, and Sutton has that opportunity to move into the back row if necessary. I don't see the point in Robbie Farah not playing 80 minutes. I didn't see the point of that adjustment that Daly made. They're taking Farah off for Reynolds. It didn't really do anything. And Farah can play the 80 minutes. And I think the two guys in Jared Hayne and James Tamau, who were missing from Game 2 there through either injury or suspension, will definitely be rushed back. And unfortunately for poor old Nathan Merritt, well, they targeted him And I think he may have played his one and only Origin game because of it. And probably Hain will come back on the wing, although there are some people saying Dugan will play on the wing because Hain was so effective at fullback in game one. Aaron Woods, look, he did nothing wrong, but he may just be a victim of a numbers game there if Tamau does return, which reportedly, Pete, has already been said in the press that Daly has said Tamau's in for game three. Don't know, Pete, if you've heard that.
I've heard rumours about that, but I didn't know that actually that Laurie Daly confirmed it, but certainly I think that was one of the areas where New South Wales lost the games. We didn't have that mongrel in the forwards, and Tamau certainly provides that, and possibly the other prop from last year, Tim Grant, who played a good game on Saturday night, would be a reasonable choice in the squad as well.
And Tigers MS, do you see any other changes that may be made there?
Yeah, as you're saying, look, Josh Reynolds is wasted on the bench. The fact that he came on for Robbie Farah and not for Maloney is a real strange one for me. Like, you have a guy there who can play the game and you're having a guy there who's not having a good game and struggling with it. I was quite baffled by that. So I think he's a bit of a waste. If you... Farrah's an 80-minute player. You're playing him. You should just play him there for the time being. I just think New South Wales need another either a big second rower or a more mobile prop on the bench. And I think that team is pretty good. As for the Hain or Dugan thing, I think either or playing for the wing or playing fullback, both will do a good job. I don't really think that was where their downfall was. And that's all I can see being change-wise. I don't think they're going to go wholesale changes. They're going to see how this one plays out. If it ends up being 8 in a row for Queensland, then there's got to be some questions asked of the seemingly bulletproof selectors for the New South Wales team.
Very good point.
Yes, totally agreed. Look, guys, we'll do our full Origin preview for Game 3, the blockbuster, next week. So make sure you listen to the show. And where can you get the show? Well, of course, www.paulygsports.com is a place where you can find it. You can also get other information like our NRL picks, other sport on there as well, links to the iTunes page where you can download it as a podcast form. And obviously all the Supercoach information as well. And we even have stuff up there from our world of sports. So that's something to look forward to later in the show. If you've got any questions to ask specifically about Origin or Supercoach, follow us on Twitter at TigersMS78 or at Paulie G Sports and ask us a question and we'll discuss it on the show. Also, flick us a like on the Facebook page, Paulie G Sports, and you can write a message there too if you wish. But look, especially if you're involved in Supercoach, you've got to listen in each and every week because we just give you that insider info with the stats pages that we collect, we have under our authority, I guess you could say. It just gives you a huge leg up and a huge advantage. And look, you've just got to download it, www.pauliegsports.com. And let's move in now to this week's preview. Start with the Friday night games, the Storm versus the Broncos. Look, they're back at home. Melbourne and Cameron Smith has been named, so they should be tough to beat. Maurice Blair and Will Chambers are in good form, so maybe look at them if you're picking Melbourne players. The Brisbane wingers should be played because the Storm surprisingly up a lot of points to centres and wingers, and we saw Tim Simona and David Nofalama have big games last week for the Tigers. So Josh Hoffman, who's been a very good Supercoach player all year, is another must play this week. Tigers MS, how do you see it going?
I think Melbourne being back at home, they didn't have a good game last week for the Tigers. And I do genuinely think that they're just a better team than the Broncos. I think they'll really put the Broncos to the sword, actually, this week. I think if there's any week coming up around this Origin period that Melbourne's going to really... put the cleaners through a team, then this is going to be the round. Do it. To be honest, I think playing the Melbourne outside backs and playing the Brisbane outside backs would probably be your best bet in this game, Supercoach-wise.
Yep, I can only agree with you there. Pete, how do you think it's going to go?
I think this game is going to be a very close one. We talk about the big name players for Brisbane. They have for the Storm, rather, Billy Slater, Cooper Croft, Cameron Smith. But the bloke who's almost made himself the fourth one of those is Gareth Widdop. And his season-ending injury is a big hole for Melbourne to fill. They've got the experience, but at times erratic Brett Finch in there as a replacement. He's come back from overseas. The Broncos, for me, look a little bit stronger out wide with Hodges and Jack Reid in the centres, up against Will Chambers and Maurice Blair. But Melbourne, with Smith back and at home, I would expect them to win, but I think it'll be a tight one, very tight match indeed.
Yeah, Corey Parker and Matt Gillett both playing very well as well, and obviously Sam Tidey actually coming into a bit of form as well during, I guess, Origin 2 and again on Sunday. Cronulla v the Tigers, the other Friday night game, back at Sharks Stadium for Cronulla, but the Tigers on a bit of a roll, and I guess there's going to be a lot of feeling in this game. The Sharks haven't actually beaten the Tigers at home since 2003. Obviously, a lot of ex-Tigers players playing for Cronulla at the moment, in particular Andrew Fifita, Bo Ryan and Chris Hynes, and I think they could do well against their former club. From a Supercoach perspective, well, Tigers are notoriously bad against centres and wingers, but the Sharks are really struggling in this area. Luke Lewis has been named at centre this week, so that may cancel each other out. I think Robbie Farah is a must play, but some of the other guys like James Tedesco, maybe RSL at this point, a little bit too up and down. Tigers MS, how do you see it going?
Yeah, look, I see this game being a pretty close one. I'm going to go for the upset and say the Tigers, and it's basically just based purely on the bit of the role that the Tigers have at the moment. Everyone seems to be kind of sorting out how they're meant to be playing. As for the Super Coach, as you said before, definitely Robbie Farah. And if you have to play one player from the Sharks, then make it Andrew Fifita.
Yeah, Andrew Fifita, I'm agreed. And I'll tell you one guy that you'd be pulling your hair out if you had was Michael Gordon, because he's been named and pulled out the last minute, I think, the last two or three games. Pete, can Cronulla do it at home, or are the Tigers, like Tigers MS said, going to cause an upset?
I was very, very impressed with it. The Tigers win against Melbourne the other day. Leichhardt, tremendous effort. Benji playing in some good form. Robbie Farrell, they scored the try of the year the other night, I thought.
Yeah, what a great try that was.
Oh, fantastic. Cronulla, very disappointing against the Cowboys. I'm really not sure what's going on there. Still haven't got Paul Gallant. I know they've won quite a few without him this year, but like Tigers MS, I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to go for the Tigers in a close one.
Wow, so I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm going against my team. I'm going to pick Cronulla, but look, I hope I'm wrong and you guys are right. Saturday afternoon footy, St. George versus the Roosters. And I guess, Pete, it's a chance for your boys to get back on the winning track, but second last now and against one of the season's heavyweights, I guess, in the Roosters, it could be a tough week to do it.
Yeah, mate, I honestly don't see how it would be a chance for them to get a win, actually, to be quite honest. The Roosters were mightily impressive against Manly on Monday night, and they've really got Manly's measure. They've beaten them twice this year. Their defence was rock solid, and, you know, blokes like Sonny Bill Williams, what can you say? Warira Hargraves made a very good comeback as well. Dragons, it's good to see. It's very disappointing to have Dugan suspended for this tackle on Moylan the other night. Shoulder charge rule is a joke for mine. Quinlan is a good young player. Runciman, I'll be interested to see how he goes again. Played well the other night. Still lacking creativity in a passing game in the halves. I'll take the Dragons on heart only, but realistically, very, very outside chance.
Yeah, I think it is going to be a tough one for them. Look, from a Supercoach perspective, Dragons are fourth worst against second rowers, so maybe a good week to make Sonny Bill captain. Mitchell wasn't in a big game on Monday night. He's probably a play again. The Roosters are still the toughest to play against, so really, Dragons got a bye next week anyway. May as well leave him out. And as Pete said, Dugan sideline with suspension, probably their best Supercoach player at the moment, along with maybe Trent Merrin. Tigers MS, is there any way the Dragons can win this?
Look, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be thrashing. I think it's going to be actually pretty close, as most Roosters and Dragons games tend to end up on a whole. As a Supercoach, I think if you're playing a Rooster and, you know, and you don't have the big guns, then Jake Friend's a nice little buy. He's been playing pretty well lately. And for the Dragons, I think if I was picking someone, it'd be someone from the forwards, so probably maybe a DeBellin or a Mitch Rain even.
Yeah, Mitch Rain's been a bit up and down this year, and a guy that I like the look of is Tyson Frizzell, but probably just on the watch list at this point. Gold Coast versus Penrith, the other Saturday night game. And look, the Kevin Kingston-James Seguiaro combo is very effective at the moment. Panthers are the second worst against 5-8s, maybe a good week for Aiden Caesar. The Gold Coast Titans do need to get back on track after losing horribly last week. Look, Anthony Don, well, what's happened? A super sell this week. He's been named on an extended bench, but with Hymel Hunt named in the lineup, doesn't look like he'll get a look in there. And instead, obviously, Jamal Idris, also a horrific injury, probably a season-ending injury for him. And those super coaches that picked him up during Origin period, rightly so, as we suggested, well, probably a bit of bad luck there because he's now obviously a must-sell. A guy I like from the Panthers is one of their bench players, Mosey Masoi. He's a big boy and he runs hard, makes a lot of those hit-ups over 8 metres. Coming off the bench, he's getting some big points and he's still relatively cheap, so he can be picked up there. And I think, Pete, you saw the Panthers play last week, Matt Moylan. He didn't put up huge numbers but did score a try and he looks impressive, doesn't he?
Yeah, Matt Moylan is a great young player. First time I've really seen him play this year, and he had big raps on him, and extremely impressive. Made a couple of breaks, scored a try off a kick. Three Penrith tries were off kicks. The other player that really, really impressed me was James Seguiaro. Came here from the Cowboys this year and come to Penrith, and he was absolutely fantastic for them, actually. The other night, created a lot of creativity out of dummy half and very, very quick. This is one of those strange games this year where you've got a team coming off a flogging and then playing at home, and you think, will they get up?
Well, it is actually in Darwin, so it's not a home. It is a home game technically, but potentially that takes away some of the Gold Coast advantage.
Absolutely. If that's the case, I'm going to go with Penrith in another close match. I think Penrith are on a bit of a roll.
Well, James Seguiaro, I tell you, he's been putting up very good Supercoach numbers all year, and he's still relatively affordable in the 270,000 mark range. And another interesting one with William Zillman out, Jerome Hughes could be a roughie there for the Gold Coast Tigers MS up there at fullback.
Yeah, that's right. Jerome with a H. I think that the Gold Coast Titans might suffer a little bit of a form slump. It started like, I mean, I know they were outplayed by Newcastle, but I think Idris was a little bit of a talisman for their side, and they'll do well to compete with Penrith, who I think pretty much on a tear at the moment. And I think with their young guys like Moylan, Dean Ware in the centres and Dave Simmons on the wing, both their halves are going pretty well, and Isaac John is tending to take the pressure off Luke Welsh as well. So I think that Penrith should account for the Titans fairly easily. Supercoach wise, if you need some points and you're just going to have a guess, I'm going to go try either of the Gold Coast's debutants in Hughes or Hunt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at this time of year is a great time to go for a few cheapies. If you're trying to consolidate around Origin, trying to buy some players back that are Origin players and are quite expensive, you may need to offload a decent player for a cheapie to get the big name. That's not a bad strategy, so Titans with those injuries could be a good place to look. And another guy who is going up, let's face it, quite considerably, but because he can play two positions, is Lewis Brown. So definitely he could be a good pickup as well. Let's keep moving on. Sunday afternoon footy. Well, I should, before we do that, is say my tip. I was going to tip the Titans, I've got to say, back at home, but I think you guys are right. You've swayed me. I'm going to go the Panthers up there. I just think Origin is taking its toll on the Titans, who have guys like Greg Bird and Nate Miles involved. Sunday afternoon footy. This one could be a high scorer. The Raiders beat the Cowboys down at Canberra. The 2 o'clock game looked, I think, from a Supercoach perspective, stack up on players from both teams. Kane Lynette had a big week last week. He could be in for another one. Reece Robinson's been up and down. Maybe this is his week. Jack Whiten's now on the wing with Shandor Earl out injured. And, you know, some of the other regulars, like the interchange players, Anthony Milford and Paul Vaughan, could also be very decent. While for the Cowboys, I think Antonio Winterstein, I think Jonathan Thurston, I think Matt Scott are also must plays. Tigers MS, what about your thoughts there?
Yeah, look, I actually think Canberra will bounce back and will do a bit of a number on the Cowboys this week. They're at home, and Canberra this season are not playing bad at home at all. In fact, they're playing doubly as well as they do away. I would play, like you said before, I think it's going to be a high scoring one. Both sets of outside backs, I think if you can play them, play them. One guy who is in off the bench for the Raiders, Paul Vaughan. I quite like the way he goes about his business, and he's been
very solid
points. And I think, yeah, he could be a guy who you could slot into your team if need be.
Pete, can the Cowboys cause an upset?
I've thought about this one a bit, and I tend to agree with you guys. I think that the Raiders coming back home after the 32-2 loss on the road last week, I think that Canberra will win. Once again, I think also, like you guys, that it will be a high-scoring match. The Cowboys, for me, they've started to show a little bit of form. We'll see whether this win against Cronulla was just a flash in the pan. They're a little bit alike, these teams. Like playing at home, but don't like travelling on the road too much. So maybe they should play it at a neutral venue. I'd take the Raiders. I think by about 12 points. Maybe with the Campbells, you'd have a big match.
I'm going to go the other way and pick the Cowboys. I know it's an upset, but the one thing with North Queensland, they are bad in Sydney, but outside of Sydney, they're not so bad. They can win in Melbourne. They can win, you know, they beat Canberra, I think, was when they played on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
It just seems to be in Sydney. So I'm going to say that they're in better form at the moment, and the Raiders, they're on a bit of a downside at the moment, and those outside backs' injuries have really crueled them. Well, injuries and suspension, I guess, in the case of Blake Ferguson. They're not the same team without Ferguson, obviously, in the side, and also missing Edrick Lee. The Dogs v. the Knights. Look, this is the week of travelling around the country. They're out at Mackay. And so the Dogs giving up a home game there gives the Knights a good chance. Wayne Bennett actually has a good record against the Dogs. So, Pete, could there be an upset in the making?
Absolutely. I think that Bennett said the other day that he was blown away by Newcastle's performance against the Gold Coast. Gold Coast, we've discussed, were lackluster, but I'm going to take Newcastle from this one. Off to mind, the Bulldogs are nowhere near as good as last year. Very inconsistent. Recent form, not that crash hot. It's Newcastle for mine.
Yeah, I agree with you. What about you, Tigers MS?
I'm actually going to go the Dogs, purely based on the fact that it's Ben Barber's home ground. And, yeah, and he did play an absolute blinder there last season. I know the team was going better at the time. But I just have... It's just one of those games where you have that feeling where that one player could bust out. As for Supercoach, well, I know James McManus scored 4 tries last week. If you have him now, I'm almost tempted to either sit him for this game or sell him totally, because there's no way he's scoring 4 tries again in 2 games in a row, compared to, I think, the Canterbury has a much more dangerous back line. Yeah, look, it's hard to say who's going to score the points here, Supercoach-wise, for either side. I think it's just going to be, if I was going to say anyone, say Ben Barber, because I think he's going to have a big game. But, however, the Knights forwards have been going really well of late.
Yeah, both teams play it pretty tough. But the Dogs are actually second worst in scoring Supercoach points overall. I know the Eels are worse. So considering that the Dogs have been winning games and the Eels don't, that's quite a telling stat. They do it the hard way. They grind it out. I like Tredd Hodkinson. I think he's been in form and he's a good player at halfback. Still decent money. And for the Knights, I like Darius Boyd. McManus might have got the 4 tries, but Boyd put up the 3rd best total overall in Supercoach. And Origin is playing him back into form there. So that's probably the 2 guys that I would look at. And what is a game that I agree with you, Tigers and Mess. Very tough to find guys that are going to put up big numbers. And maybe better looking at some of those other games where, like the Canberra Cowboys game, where we think there could be some big points. Let's stick to the final Sunday game just quickly, guys. Another one where they're going away. It's at Perth, South Sydney versus the New Zealand Warriors. It's 4:30 over there, so the 6:30 game for here should be a great one, because it's actually Sunday afternoon footy, but played live into our lounge rooms in the evening. Pete, how do you see it going?
I've tipped the Warriors each of the weeks after that massive loss to Penrith. They do, and they've had some close wins. I get the feeling that they can bustle South Sydney. A very big forward pack and a great halfback in Sean Johnson. The fact that it's not being played, in Sydney, for the South Sydney home ground, I think will also help them. And I'm going to tip the Warriors in a bit of an upset.
That is an upset, because the Warriors are flying a long way to get to Perth there. Look, I think Greg Inglis is returning to form. I said it last week, put up good numbers against the Raiders. I think he'll do it. So again, Isaac Luke, what more can we say? We said a number of weeks ago it's time to bring him in, and he has not let anyone down from a Supercoach perspective. The Warriors are one of the leakiest teams in Supercoach, so you may as well keep playing those South players. Adam Reynolds is another one. We had him as buy of the week a couple of weeks ago, and he put up the highest points overall. George Burgess is back, so maybe you would think about getting him in, but Tom Burgess, the cheapie, is also named on an extended bench, so maybe they should both be on a watch list. But Tigers MS, Tom Burgess is so affordable, maybe just pick him up.
Yeah, the only problem is you've got to worry about him actually getting on the field. He's been named in jumper 18, so you don't know if there's a bunch of injuries or the coach just wasn't happy with a couple of people. It's hard, especially... You've got to be on the ball, be near your phone, or be near a computer if you're waiting for the Sunday night game.
It is very risky, because you don't have a lot of options if you guys are ruled out.
No, that's exactly right. Look, I think South should win this game and win it pretty well. They've been going not going through the motions, but they haven't really seemed like they've been troubled too much of late. And so I think they'll do it. Adam Reynolds, as you said before, from the Rabbits, for the Warriors, Conrad Harrell and Manu Vetivai, I think, are the guys who will do some damage for the Warriors if they are to cause some issues for South.
And finally, on Monday Night Football, very quickly, guys, Eagles v. the Eels. I don't think there's too much to say. It should be pretty one-sided, even though Manly have struggled of late. They're at Brookie Oval. Chance to return to form. I like Daly Cherry-Evans and Justin Horro, who's actually against his former club. Maybe Anthony Watmo as well. Eels give up a lot of points across the board, but particularly bad at halfback and back row. Jared Hayne is back for the Eels. Maybe cheapy Braden William is to look at, or Darcy Lusick or Daniel Harrison, both against their former club. Rennie Matua, of course, is back. Also, Pete, is it just Eagles, Eagles, Eagles?
I was about to say Manly, Manly, Manly. You're spot on, mate. I think Manly will flog them. I'll be very surprised if there's less than 20 in it.
Yeah, well, that's what happened up there last year. Tigers MS?
Yeah, Manly do a job on them. Yeah, just they'll win. I would play both if you have the chance. I play both Manly halves because I think they're gonna be in for big ones.
Yeah, it's a great round of footy. I tell you, all these games, and it should culminate in a great finale because the tradition of Manly v Parramatta should be that Monday night would be the game of the round. But unfortunately, it's the dud of the round at this point, at least that's what it looks like. But guys, look, plenty of great games as we've discussed all week. So listen to what we have to say. Go to our website, www.pooleygsports.com. Good luck in your super coach, and hopefully we've sent you in the right direction yet again. And you listen to our tips, because Pete and Tigers are mess anyway. They've been doing very well, and we won't talk about my efforts so far this year. Instead, keep moving on to World of Sport and Tigers MS. I guess with Origin fever upon us, you've got something along those veins.
I was noticing in one of the papers, maybe a few of the papers, they had scores out of 10 for the State of Origin players from each side.
Yeah, which we enjoy doing here, and we will bring back for Game 3.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and you know, I'm sure that happens quite a fair bit around the world. Anyway, I was looking at the Brazil versus Spain Confederations Cup final, which Brazil pumped Spain 3-0, and now the Brazilian newspapers, they were pretty happy with the result, as you would imagine. However, there was no real point reading the player markings because every single one of the Brazilian players got 10. bearing in mind that even the substitutes got 10 out of 10, which and I think is fair enough because everyone plays their part in a game. And especially the match winners, I think it was Fred and Neymar scored the goals.
I don't know if even the Courier Mail did that after game two.
but I think the former Manchester City striker Joe played only 10 minutes. And he got 10 and then...
Got a point for every minute he was on the field.
And he got 10 as well. So that was pretty good. They weren't as kind to the Spanish players. The send-off Jared Peake got 2.5, while their coach even got a rating of 3.
It's the first time I've seen a coach rating, although, geez, it might sometimes coaches probably lucky they don't get rated.
Yeah.
Thinking when Mick Potter took Robbie Farah off earlier this year, and maybe Daly as well in Origin 2.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo here, and it's a good photo. It's just the newspaper, and it's just all the Brazilian players have tens beside their names with stars beside them. And then all the Spanish ones are 6, 2.5,
2.5. Well, we'll have to send a link to it.
It's as blatant as it gets, but it's pretty
cool.
We'll link to it at www.pooleygsports.com. Well done, Tigers MS. Good World of Sport. And we will see you again next week, of course.
Cool.
St. Peter, thank you so much for your contributions this week, and we'll see you next week too, mate.
That's a pleasure. Yeah. See you next week.
And that is it for the show. NRL Live, episode 52 in the books. Supercoach, of course, get all our Supercoach information right here, www.pooleygsports.com, or follow us at TigersMS78 or at PooleyGSports. You know, our ratings are always 10 out of 10, just like the Brazilian soccer players. See you next week.